Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, it's Friday again.
At last.
At frickin' last.
It's been a long week.
And now we get to sit down with some friends.
Yes.
And wine. While drinking wine.
Everybody's absent friend, if you will.
Mm. Welcome to Glass of Wine Podcast. I'm Zane C. Weber, and to my left,
I am, as always, Gina Schwartz.
And to her left,
the third wheel, Andy Schossner.
And today we have a fourth wheel again. The not so special guest this time, because it's his second time.
Yeah.
Welcome
again,
back.
We'll just settle for a name.
The name's Old Matty Hannibal Butler.
You cannot call yourself old yet, you filthy millennial.
And I am quite weary, so weary from this week that I had to come back.
Yes.
I just look.
Well, who can blame you? We are a public forum for ranting.
It's what everyone suffers through the week.
Yes.
And everyone needs to relax.
Yes.
Especially this last week.
Oh, my Lord.
It was horrible with all those world events going on and that local disruption.
Sing it.
That local disruption.
And that Tuesday through Thursday.
What were they thinking? What were they thinking?
I mean, Monday was bad enough. Then you have all the other days that follow it before you finally get to Friday.
And what's with this whole having to work to earn money?
Oh, I know.
Don't get me started on working.
And Wednesday, you know, hump day.
Throw it in the bin.
It's not as fun as it sounds, guys.
No.
It's not as fun as it goes.
That's a legitimate rant on its own.
Yeah. Good.
Quite right.
But people hump day and people calling it the Mondays.
Now I have chosen the wine this Friday.
Yes.
And I have, as always, chosen for the label.
Wisely.
It is a silhouette of a pig composed entirely of flowers.
Oh, that's so
It's very
lovely.
Pretty, and it's called The Hedonist.
Zane, that is not a pun.
That does I know.
That does
that's
not
specifically why I picked it.
The name has nothing to do with the label at all.
It is a 2017 Sangiovese Rosé.
Oh, it's a bit vintage.
That is. That's very crazy auntie, that bottle.
Yeah, it is, actually. Like that's me in 15 years.
See, I really see this as like a desperate housewife's bottle of wine.
Oh, I love
like
it.
Like a very
yeah.
uptight suburban mum who's just like, get the kids off to school, and then at 11 p.m. I'll sit down with a glass of The Hedonist and I will unwind.
You know what it's like to me? It's like the best friend in a romantic comedy who like is constantly drunk and encourages the protagonist to dump their partner for like the slightest slight. I mean, they're the best character.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just like, oh, he left his sock out today.
Dump him.
Well, The Hedonist does have a bit of a story on the back.
Yeah, tell
and
me.
They are our favorites. Yeah. It may be a fine line, but to increase pleasure and reduce pain is the aim of The Hedonist.
Mm.
The Hedonist is capitalized. With this in mind, I have let that age-old miracle of fermentation occur with the minimum of interference to produce this redolent rosé. Although rosé is the traditional summer wine of Europe, Australia's unique climate conditions make it a wine for all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. Sit yourself back and let your sensories drink up our Hedonist Sangiovese rosé, signed Kimberly and James Cooter.
Ooh, wine Kimberly.
So
Kimberly,
thank you,
saucy minx.
Thank you, Cooters, for your Sangiovese rosé. My co-hosts
nice.
Have just had a
yeah,
bit of a sip.
Yeah, we have had a bit of a sip. I would say it's a bit honey-like. Anyone else? No?
I would agree.
Mm. Maybe a bit of honey. As we all know, my palate is incredibly bad, incredibly poor.
Oh, no, I was going to say well-versed.
I have trouble distinguishing between different flavors.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
It all kind of mixes into one little thing. Mm. And the one thing that I would say about this is it does actually taste complex. Like
it
tastes
I would
like there's a lot of different flavors that I know I can't distinguish, I can't pick out.
Yeah. It's definitely melon in there.
Mm.
A lot of the first taste is kind of a honeydew, maybe a rock melon.
But it's not sweet.
Melon-y.
I don't taste anything sweet. It's not unpleasant, but it's not sweet any way.
It's kind of tangy like lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was going to say tangy.
Bit of a sparkle.
Yeah.
Sparkle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely not as sweet.
It's very nice, actually.
It's quite and very crisp.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but I think for me personally, I probably only like 1.5 out of 5 bottles, I would say. Like,
really?
Like, I just don't think it's my cup of tea. Like, I could enjoy it, and I do, but it's not. I wouldn't grab it off the shelf, you know?
I think this is a solid 3 for me.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
It's very easy to drink.
Because it's very light and it's very finite. That's a weird verb to put to
I dig it, though. It's very fine.
You sip it and then it doesn't hang around in your mouth.
It doesn't linger. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I find it too tangy. Makes my tongue
It's a bit salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like sitting in a rocking chair looking over your field. It's like, it's good to own land.
What's growing in this field?
Sardines.
Corn.
I do like a
sardines on the cob.
Delicious.
I do like
the modern way to enjoy a tasty bit of fish.
Well, as long as it's on a cob, because then you can also play in the maze, you know. Thanks for having me back.
To me, this is the wine of like a Scottish lighthouse holiday.
Oh, so, you know, lovely.
Yeah, so it's not so very summery. Like, I can but it's definitely a holiday wine.
It's breezy. It's a relaxing, yeah. It's like, you know, when you go on holiday and there's an off day where you're all exhausted.
Yeah.
This
is a holiday with grey oceans.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Love it.
Yeah, sit down with this with a good book.
Yeah. Yes, love
it. You've said oceans. I jokingly said sardines, but I think my subconscious beat me to the punch. I really want some seafood after drinking this.
Yeah, no, I can feel that.
Yeah.
Bring me the lobster. Mm.
Yeah.
I'd agree with you if I didn't hate seafood, because there are monsters in the sea. We should not eat the monsters.
And we have tamed them with our hooks and hammers.
That's right.
But we're not eating the monsters. The monsters eat us. That's why we do not go into the sea, gentlemen. Mm. Don't go into the sea.
Quite right. One of my only phobias is the open ocean.
Oh, my God. Okay, just pause for a second, but like humans, we can swim, but we cannot breathe underwater. We do not belong there. Stop invading their land, okay? Sharks don't like flop onto the sand and terrorize us. Leave them alone.
Damn right.
Clearly, you have not seen the video of the orcas
seeding
little bits of fish to get the seagulls and then getting the seagulls after they're tempted
by
their little bit of fish.
Okay, but orcas are very intelligent and don't trust them.
And like I said, monsters. and
monsters everywhere.
Everywhere. But we can swim so we can get out of the water as soon as possible.
Yeah. If we happen to find ourselves in a large bit of water, swim away.
Yeah. Yeah, you say seafood, and like Maddie Hannibal Butler, I'm not a seafood aficionado. So I first drank this, I thought curry.
Oh, no.
I would
agree more with seafood, actually. But
see, we're correct at least.
But, that's
but
fine.
Each to his own.
But you say the lighthouse, you know.
I like that imagery and I agree with
lighthouse, but no seafood.
Yeah.
Correct. Because seafood is always the wrong answer.
See, you two gentlemen are up at the lighthouse reading your books, whereas Andy and I are down by the beach drinking our wine, eating the lobsters and the oysters and the prawns.
Just waiting for the orcas to come and consume you.
Sounds messy.
We'll skewer lighthouse. Them too and roast them over the fire.
I love a bit of orca.
That's good. But yeah, as much as pleasant as I find it, as refreshing as I find it, I would only drink one bottle of this. I'd give it a one, you know. Mm. Because I preferred last week's drink, like the heavier stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a bigger wallop, a big savory.
No, I'm with Zane on this one. Two to three bottles very easily.
Oh,
very drinkable.
Mm. Well, thank you to the Cooters of McLaren Vale for the hedonist wine. Now, who has something on their chest that they wish to get off it by throwing it into the ether of the internet?
I have something that I would like to light on fire, add gasoline, and then throw myself into.
Oh, no.
I'm glad you said that last part. Not that I want you to immolate yourself, well, but that lighting a fire, then adding gasoline is the wrong way to do that.
Really?
Yes, because you will immolate yourself. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
so you add gasoline, then light the fire, then jump on it. It's much more controlled that way.
I don't want to ask how you know that.
I grew up on a farm. I know a lot of things about burning.
Well,
I've set many things on fire.
I knew it because of Lord of the Rings.
Takes all kinds here.
Yeah. But, gentlemen, today I want to unload with the idea of hypocritical people.
Why now, stop at people? Hypocritical dogs, hypocritical owls.
Those bloody orcas.
And don't get me started on pigeons.
Pigeons, can't trust them. Okay, but when I say, and I'm sure to every level some people are hypocritical, and I've been hypocritical. We all are. But it's the people that can't even see past it that drive me insane.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I have a very close friend and she says to me, you know, she rants to me.
Call them out. No. I've done it. Andy's done it. Now it's your turn.
No. I have a very close friend and she comes to me and she tells me about how it's so horrible that her friends are in these horrible relationships with these people and they can't even see that they're in an emotionally abusive relationship. Yet I've told her on numerous occasions, on like bullet points, paragraphs, book-worthy amounts of information, that she herself is in an emotionally abusive relationship or just an abusive relationship in general. You know, you go back to the whole, oh, no, he/she has changed. He doesn't do that anymore. She would never do that. It's different now until it's not. And you come to complain to me about it. No.
But he changed over the last weekend apart. Like we've grown as a couple.
Yeah.
We talked about it for 5 minutes and he said sorry and I said, well, don't let it happen again. And he said, I won't. And that's progress, you know.
Or actually, I have a...
Sounds like someone's breaching their suspended sentence.
Oh, my God. Full disclosure, I actually have a few different friends that I've known who've been in horrible relationships, but there was this one friend who would constantly come to me and ask for advice, and she's very, very shy and can't stand up for herself, so I literally coached her for about a month maybe.
Mm.
On how to talk to her partner and how to stand up for herself. And I actually like helped her write this letter to say all the ways that he was hurting her. And they basically talked about it. She gave him the letter because she was, you know, wasn't strong enough to say it in person because he always cuts her off.
Mm.
And he basically read it and went, yeah, well, that's how you feel, but that's not what I think it is. So it's not real,
it's
then,
invalid.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel it and I don't agree with it. So come on, let's go home.
Right.
And she was like, no, let's talk about it. And he said, yeah, look, no, I don't agree. And that was the end of it. And now he's changed.
As the best friend in this romantic comedy, dump him.
Yeah, dump him, honey.
It sounds like it's not so, hypocrisy is a word for it, but also denial.
Denial.
Might also be a word for it. Yeah. Mm. I've taken to using my wine as a prop again, just waving it about maniacally to make my point.
It's gold.
I mean, also people in denial, but it's the fact that they can go, oh, bloody Sally down the road, her and Susan and Michael, you know, they just have a horrible relationship, the way they treat their kids, and yet, like, you're hitting your child, across the face and calling it discipline.
Just completely ignorant of themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, okay, like, if I'm going to turn around and say, oh, hey, my good friend Sally, you might have a problem with your relationship, but I'm going to have a look at myself at the same time. If I was with someone and, I don't know, I think I'd do a lot more self-reflection. Mm. Like, I'm not going to point to Andy and go, Andy, you've been drinking a lot of glasses of wine lately.
I have not.
You know, and I've been drinking alongside you, you know. You can't. You got
to. The facts don't apply to me.
Yeah.
Only other people because I can see them.
And so then.
Is this more of a situation of people not necessarily being hypocritical, but of putting their nose into other people's business?
Look, I don't actually care. Put your nose in other people's business, because I think there's a lot of things in life where we should be putting our nose in other people's business.
They're clearly blind to their own situation.
Yeah.
And they're not evaluating it objectively.
Mm.
But they're seeing all these other things in other people's relationship without necessarily appreciating the bigger
irony?
Picture, the deeper – Just appreciating that relationship, they see these little snippets and then judge them immediately on those.
Oh, no, it's definitely not that at all. Definitely more like my friend who has another close friend and, like, obviously has a good relationship and judges
so knows
them.
All the details.
Yeah, knows the details and still goes, oh, no, I'm not like that. He's changed now. Or, you know, I know better because reasons.
These things are categorically not okay.
Yeah.
Except for me and my relationship.
Yeah, but don't judge me. It's my relationship. Yeah. And, you know, also because I'm a young person who doesn't have any kids, so I see friends of mine or family members, you know, disciplining their kids, and I go, oh, right. You know, maybe don't hit him across the face or don't say man up to your, you know, to your kids. And, you know, I get the judgment because, like, what would you know, Gina?
Gina, maybe you should get some kids first.
And then,
before you.
And then maybe we will again dismiss your worries anyway, you know.
Because you're hormonal.
See ya. Gotta commit a felony. Sorry, boys.
It's okay. You'll get an easy sentence.
Thanks, Matt.
But that's the same with it. With people who set relatively arbitrary standards, which in theory should be the way that everyone leads their lives. Like, everyone should not be late all the time, or everyone should keep their appointments. And like, if they have an excuse, then it's fine. It doesn't apply to them. They're not a person that's always late. They're not a person that's letting other people down. That's just, that's okay. It's okay when I do it, but other people shouldn't do it. And I'm angry that other people are doing
this. Yeah, I think that's it.
But that's just people.
Mm. Right?
Trash.
People are very bad at evaluating their situation versus the greater public. They can see all the flaws of everybody else,
but can't turn the mirror around.
Well, I think, and when they do, they make excuses or they justify. Well, I'm doing it, but it's okay because
X, Y, and Z.
Like the otherness, you know. Yeah. We everyone else is the one with the problem. I'm perfect.
That's exactly right.
What really cheeses my onions about your friend saying like, oh, he's changed, is that she's admitting that there was a problem before and she didn't do anything about it. It's pathological.
Yes.
And, you know, later on she'll say, oh, he's changed again.
And just
constantly never evaluating her current situation.
Well, really, it's just another kind of confirmation bias. Like, I want him to have changed, and this small sample of data tells me that he has, so I'm just going to focus on that small sample of data and ignore the other larger sample of data, which I should be taking issue with.
Yeah. Paradise this data awaits.
This data is fresh. This data is new, so it counts for more than all the previous established history.
Yeah.
Look at this. Hot, just fresh in. But,
fresh in? Half-hearted apology.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's the first step to change, isn't it?
Ah, yes. The minimum effort to that I'll put up with. Woo!
Yes. Insincerity. Only two letters away from sincerity.
Yeah, nice.
And I guess taking this to its logical conclusion, it is a necessary part of being a grown-up to be at least a degree of self-realized. So, like, you know what your motivations are and the effect that you're having on others in the world, and you try to mitigate the harm that you do by doing good elsewise.
Yeah. For me personally, it's, you know, you're 16, you make mistakes, you date the dumb guy or the dumb girl and you break someone's heart or whatever, you know, you do learning. But now that, because I am in my 20s, I'm making new friends or, you know, just growing as a person and I'm going, oh, okay, I'm not going to do the things that I used to do because I'm not, you know,
you've learned
a kid anymore, you know, and I'd start, you know, before I do something or if I do something, I go, oh, should I be doing this? Or what effect is this going to have? But there's not many people I know close to me in my life who do that same thing, you know.
No. Or at least visibly.
Yeah.
Changing is hard. Any change is hard. If you're used to your relationship, you learn to work you learn to work around the uncomfortable edges of it, and you just make excuses for it. That's fine. Yeah. Because it's much easier to just stay
where you're at.
And know the devil that you're dealing with. Yeah.
Until you cut off his penis and throw it out of a car window and lead a high speed police chase down a Pacific highway.
The old reliable.
Hashtag never heard of her. Can't relate. Also.
Well, I have a not quite so deep and meaningful.
Not quite so penis-y, cutty-off-y rant.
Oh, where's the fun?
My gripe this week is with, I have, for those of you following us on social media, I have been at least contributing greatly to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and those
sorts
of things.
Look us up, we're Glass of Wine, WHINE.
Like everything.
Also, it's in the show notes. There's no excuse for you not to be following. But I've noticed, particularly on Instagram, there is a trend of like very excessive use of redundant hashtags. I'm talking.
Is this from people who don't know how hashtags work?
I have to.
Full disclosure. That is me.
So,
but if you don't use them, it's fine.
Oh, right.
So, okay.
The way that hashtags work on Instagram specifically is that they let you put your post in various categories. So with ours, I usually hashtag wine, wine lovers, and then like Friday feels or something
Something relevant.
We drink wine, we complain, we do it on a Friday.
Okay.
So if people are looking for things to do with any of those things, they can find our posts.
So that then becomes a searchable tag, is that
correct? So this is the wine section.
And so when you sign up to Instagram, you can say, I'm going to look for all posts about wine.
Blah.
Okay. Or all posts about Friday. And then,
and in an ideal world, this will come up in those
fields. Yes.
And does that like organize them categorically, like chronologically? So like,
It will be the latest ones about that. But like, so you don't have to be following people to see their posts if they're making posts related to what you are following.
I wake up in the morning, I want to read the morning paper about wine. I can just search up the hashtag on wine and I get all the recent news on wine.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like I've slowed down the conversation.
No.
Do you butter bread?
No, it's very, it's fair. It's
because
good.
Because this ties into my gripe of redundancy.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I myself identify as a homosexual. So please don't don't hold it against me when I say the gays are particularly bad for this.
Okay.
Oh,
because
okay.
almost everything that they post is hashtag gay, hashtag gay boy, right. hashtag oh. gay Friday, hashtag gay outfit.
Having my bacon and eggs, hashtag gay.
Gay. Hashtag gay breakfast.
Right.
I'm like,
wow.
Who is searching for that? Who's searching for hashtag gay breakfast?
I mean,
like...
I what, am
what
now.
Is a gay breakfast? I looked at that's at a specific hashtag. It wasn't gay breakfast. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
And in all of Instagram, over its entire history, millions and millions of accounts.
Wow.
There were 263 people who had used this one obscure hashtag. I was probably the first person to search for that
yeah.
hashtag.
Okay.
But then you've got... Again, like there are a lot of like in inverted commas influencers. So these people who have a lot of followers who get paid to like say drinking some vodka in a can, go buy vodka in a can.
Yeah.
And they get a certain amount of money for doing that. And those hashtags, they also like list and list. Like some of the ones that I found on, it was a picture of a girl with a can of soft drink taking a selfie with her soft drink, and the weirdest ones were hashtag me,
okay.
hashtag Emmy, hashtag girl.
Is
all right.
Is hashtag me like shorthand for millennial?
No, it was
no, absolutely
me as
not.
A person.
Okay.
Because yeah. I searched for that. A lot of people have used that. It's virtually meaningless because yeah. so many different yeah. kinds of posts come right. up with it.
We're a world hashtag of hubris.
Girl, hashtag girls, hashtag girly, hashtag girl times, hashtag
oh
girl drink.
Wow.
Why not just replace the space bar with a goddamn hashtag and write the sentence?
It would save a lot of time. Yeah. But then the one that got me was hashtag human.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't think that you're a cat. You're clearly a human female.
Well, drinking soda while taking a selfie of said soda is a very yeah. human thing to do.
Although it also sounds like what a lizard person would do. Trying too hard to be human.
Hashtag,
nice.
Don't look, guys, I'm really just a human person doing human person things.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, is there an unspoken etiquette on how many tags you can...
Okay, it totally,
to-
for me as an Instagram person, it depends. It depends also if you're fashionable and if you're not. If you're with
okay.
it, you know what to do. If you're not, like,
it's
all
I would think there's an
up.
Optimum number for searchability. You wouldn't want to go too far because then you're spreading yourself
so
way too thin.
You'd and think just, so.
If you're like, if you're a business like Glass of Wine, or I see it a lot with actors, so you'll do a caption with whatever it is. Look at me at rehearsal. It's been fun.
Yeah.
And then because you want to get employed, you'll do probably a paragraph of hashtags.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because for
but
me.
That just, I mean, that seems like the thing to do for you to get as many appropriate tags as possible so you hit as many feeds as possible. But
yeah.
everybody employs that theory. It just floods the feeds
I mean,
of everybody.
I mean, fair,
it
but
does.
You got to be specific. For
yes,
instance,
yes.
like
okay.
for me as an actor, I'd do actor, Brisbane actor, Australian
hey.
Actor, cabaret.
Is actor not enough? Does that not cover it?
Oh, no, like because I don't
then
know.
You'll get people in Canada looking
all
at
over.
You.
And that, again,
well,
like.
Well, then just go so, with Brisbane actor. Is that too specific?
Well, either if there's someone in America who wants to employ me, go ahead. Has it happened yet? No, but, you know, here's hoping.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Casting agents will literally just go to Instagram.
Honestly.
Hashtag Australian actor.
Actor.
Let's see who pops up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm going to pick number three for yeah. that commercial.
I
oh,
have
no,
a,
this is Gina Schwartz person.
Hi,
she
Emmy.
Looks cute.
Yeah. Well, that's, I would, I only think it's appropriate if you're a business to
okay.
do that amount yeah. of hashtags. Otherwise, you're weird.
I will say I'm very forgiving if someone's also very excited about something.
Yeah,
like,
for
so
sure.
like if they're like, if they've got a new job and they're like, hashtag, these are all the hashtags that apply to me now. I'm super
Yay.
Happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll forgive that. But when it's just like
mundane,
a person taking a selfie in bed.
Yeah.
And then they've got three.
I had soup today.
Work.
Hashtag yeah. soup. Hashtag herbs.
Yes.
Hashtag
yeah.
liquid.
Hashtag living the life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although what I won't forgive with the whole being excited about thing is is when people go on holiday, because, you know, everyone goes on holiday. Okay. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm happy you're having a good time, but please, please, please do not hashtag a paragraph to me.
Yeah. Right. Or, like, you know, that's why you have to be Instagram. Like, you know, you have to know the etiquette.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're like really excited about your holiday, don't put posts up. Make it your Instagram story, because people can skip that. Whereas they cannot skip your five posts of the same location at different angles. You know,
and then
you
I'll be like, oh, cool. Doris is over here now.
Yeah,
but then I don't want an essay that you're saying, exactly. Oh, how great a time I'm having, because you're getting away.
Yeah,
get away.
Yeah. Get away, have fun. You know, day three, hour one, you know, next post, 10 minutes. You know, like, go out there and be in the world.
Yeah.
As an Insta virgin or naive user.
I'm right with you there, buddy.
Are the tags like, do you just sort of hit them from a menu of tags, or you have to individually type each one out?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That seems painful.
Mm. Yes.
If you are following tags, so if, like, I know for Glass of Wine, we're following like wine, winery, wine sommelier,
right?
Those sorts of things, so that they appear on our feed. So that if someone's doing something fun or got some fun wine, they'll appear on there. So when I go to hashtag a post, the ones that I'm following pop up. Right. So, but other than that, if you're like, I assume that all of these people are not following hashtag gay boy, hashtag gay Saturday, hashtag gay breakfast.
Everybody needs to see me. The whole world needs to see this amazing breakfast.
Hashtag gay, hashtag gays, hashtag homo.
Wow.
Like, we get it, dude.
Really covering all bases.
Yeah, there. Like, I wonder, like, what's his identity?
Like, here's a question. Are you when you like put actor and Brisbane actor and all the following, are you refining your search?
Yeah.
So,
So that's what I try to do. It hasn't, like, obviously no one's up in my inbox going, we want you in the next James Bond. But I do
Not yet, anyway.
They should.
Hook me up.
The new James Bond?
As the new James Bond. It's 2018, people. No, it's more for me, I just want people that I don't know and wouldn't know how to access in any other way following me, because I have my own private account where I want to, you know, talk about memes and my family and my love of cows. Whereas on my public business account, I want to do, like, you know, my modeling pics or my rehearsal pics, the things that, you know, not everyone wants to see five pictures of my face, but, you know, as a business, I got to be like, look at me looking good in five different angles, hire me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas I don't want to put that on my private account because, you know, I'm not a wanker. Well, let's hope not. You know,
am I a wanker for not having an Instagram account?
No,
at
you're
all?
Totally great.
Am I a loser in that sense? Have I gone too far the other way? I'm not engaging with society to the appropriate level.
You see, Andrew, I'm what they call a lurker. I have an account.
But you don't do anything.
Don't do anything. Yeah.
All right. Is that like a D&D monster?
Observe all my friends' lives.
It's
because
great.
Yeah.
They keep sending them to me.
Yeah.
So. I see.
Yeah, don't get Instagram. It's addictive and dumb. Like, I don't
like most social media.
Yeah. So, like, I shouldn't care about what Sally's doing 10 times a day, but I just don't need to know.
You need to know
now. What she's doing. She's not wearing any underwear.
Yeah. Well,
you're like in season three now.
I'm deep in it. Yeah. Like,
I'm pretty happy to hear that though, because for years I've been, being the literary hipster I am, I've been subverting the genre by literally typing out hashtag and then doing my hashtag living the life.
Really sticking it to the man, aren't you?
Oh, man, I'm a rebel in the rye here. I'm just going to drop all the literary references.
I love it.
All right. Well, I think that's rant's done.
Mm. Wind out.
Yeah. We can now slide peacefully into Saturday.
Yes.
And relax the weekend through before we start crawling our way through another week. Until next time.
And not to mention the weekend.
Let's pour ourselves another glass.
Yes, Monday is so far away.
Mm. Yes.
So pleasantly far away.
Think about tomorrow, guys.
May I propose a toast?
Oh, absolutely. Raise your glasses, everyone at home.
Seeing that we're drinking the hedonist and we talked about hypocrisy, I propose a toast to the ultimate hedonist, Oscar Wilde, and his ultimate book on hypocrisy, The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Oh, love it.
Quite right. Here's to Dorian Gray.
Cheers. To Dorian Gray. What a swell chap.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. Again, a bit of a shout out to our social medias. We are on Facebook, Instagram. I think that's it.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. Catch us on Twitter. Yay.
Because I'm old school.
Yeah. Twitter's actually really popular. I love it.
And if you like this show, just use as many hashtags as you want. Yeah. Just go wild.
Yeah, I'm sure you're excited about it.
I'm very keen to take over the hashtag glass of wine. It's been used 162 times before we appeared.
I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. So just everything we post, glass of wine, and we will be
easy. So all we have to do is get to episode 163.
So we've got to do.
And we beat it by default.
So what's that? What's this, 3 and a bit years?
Yeah,
there we got this.
I've got a lot to get off my chest.
I got time. All I've got is time.
Until then, thank you again for joining us, Matty Hannibal Butler.
Thank you for having me again. This has just lit my tangy.
It's been lovely having you.
I'm still Zane C. Weber.
I am still the sensational Gina Schwartz.
I am amazingly still awake, Andy Shostak.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Farewell.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.